Welcome back to Regional Radio for another Dream Team interview. We're sitting down now with Zach Haynes of Potosi Football. So, Zach, congratulations on making the Dream Team. Where were you when you found out that you were voted into the Dream Team by area coaches?
I was sitting in my dining room with my parents.
So were you listening to the show with them, or did you see it come across Twitter, or did someone text you?
Well, we actually weren't listening to the show until one of my dad's friends told him that the show was going on, so we turned it on and listened to it.
All right, now I do the order pretty much random with when the names get selected for the Dream Team. So did you get a little nervous when you're getting towards the back end of the Dream Team and you hadn't heard your name called yet?
I mean, a little bit. I was hoping I would get selected for it, but if I didn't, it wasn't going to be, you know, the end of the world. I'm really excited I did. But, yeah, I got a little bit nervous.
Well, you did wind up making the Dream Team, so you can let those nerves go. I imagine that this feels like a high point for you in your football career then?
Yeah, this is probably one of the most – well, one of the best things that I've been selected for out of everything I've done, I guess.
Now, one of the things that will sometimes put players over the top is if they're involved in special teams as well, much like you are as a fantastic punter. Are you looking to play as a punter at the college level, or are colleges looking at you?
Yeah, I've talked to a couple colleges, but yes, it is for punting, and that's what I want to go for.
What do you enjoy more, booming off a long punt, or you did some punt returning too, or having a nice punt return? What made you feel a little bit more excited?
Well, those really long punts, those things are beautiful, and I think those got me more hyped than a pretty good punt return.
Do you ever chuckle to yourself a little bit when you're back there awaiting the snap and you see how deep the returner is and maybe he's underestimating you or didn't watch enough film and you know you're about to boom it over his head?
Yeah, there were some games like that, like the past couple years, where they're only like 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So I'm like, okay, I got this guy. And the people who watch a lot of film and know that I can kick it fairly far, I see them and I'm like, good Lord, they're way back there.
They know what they – that's a sign of respect, though, when you can barely see them from how far away they are.
Yes, it is.
What is the furthest you've ever punted in game? Do you know off the top of your head?
I think last year – against Fredericktown, I had one that was 69.
Man, that is a heck of a distance.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch the Pat McAfee breakdowns on Twitter where he's talking about all about for the brand?
I haven't, but I've heard about him, and I need to start watching it.
You definitely do. He's got some fun breakdowns. We can't really repeat some of the things that he says on regular broadcast radio, but certainly some fun breakdowns. Zach, is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your athletic career, being named a Dream Team athlete?
Yeah, I want to thank Coach Haar. He has helped me a lot with keeping my confidence up and everything. And we used to have a coach here, Coach Panett. He was here last year. He would come in during the summer every day and work with me for hours, and that really helped me and my parents, because I wouldn't be here without them.
Good choice. You can't forget them. Zach, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it, and congratulations on being named a Dream Team athlete.
All right, thank you.
That's Zach Haynes joining us on Regional Radio.